I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Jack LaHillier. He's the organizer of the Marquette West Rotary Car Show, part of the Rotary's Harbor Fest this weekend in Marquette. Here's more about what's happening with this special Day of Cars with Jack LaHillier.
It's going to be Saturday morning, August 25th, and it starts at 9 a.m. They can start lining up the cars, and it goes until 4 p.m., and it's free admission, and hopefully we got the nice sunny day.
I think you will. It's actually looking like it that if there's any rain, it's not happening on Saturday, and that's the key part. But this is part of the overall Harbor Fest activities. That means it's happening at Matson Lower Harbor Park. But your word is out this morning that folks can get registered and come on down and get their cars in, and you want folks to come and see.
Oh, that'd be great. The more cars, the merrier. And, you know, whenever you put on a car show, you get lots of people. It's incredible. I don't care if you put it at a gas station or car lot. We get lots of people looking at the cars, and you could have one every week, and there is one every week, and we still get lots of people. And it's sort of fun to watch and look at all the cars that are out there and what people have really done to their cars and the labor and the money they put into them.
Oh, isn't it something when you see that? I mean, you go to some of the car shows and gatherings. There's a couple of them last weekend around Marquette County, and there's always something amazing at these, isn't there? Tell me about that a little.
You know, I go to a lot of car shows, and I swear every time I go to a car show, even if it's in Marquette County and once a week, you still see two or three cars that you have not seen. Or if you're driving down the road and you go, wow, there's a Mustang. I have never seen that Mustang in town, or an older truck. And
well, yeah, I know. And sometimes when you go to some of them, even the parking lot in and of itself is its own car show, which is always fun. What do you like? What's your favorite? You muscle cars, hot rods? What do you like?
You know what? I like the muscle cars, the 60s and the very early 70 cars that are not custom, that are totally original.
Sort of the stock original. They look like they came out of the dealership that day.
Yes. And what's really popular now are the older trucks.
Yeah.
It's amazing. From the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, the trucks are just popping up out of nowhere.
It's funny how those are coming in. But that's also something that bears mentioning, that, yes, it's by definition a car show, but classic trucks. And you're also putting the call out for folks with motorcycles that you want to get them registered.
Yes. If you have a motorcycle that you think is worthy of showing, bring it down. We'll find a spot for them. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, a lot of people like to look at the motorcycles too, and it doesn't matter if you have a Kawasaki, a Harley, an Indian, you know, bring it down.
And get it on display. It's always fun to see that. And that's kind of catching on a little bit more too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And what the thing is about car shows and motorcycle shows is just the talk of your vehicle.
And, oh, I know. They're getting together and talking about it. And what did you do to this? And why did that? And how about the compression on this or the clutch on that?
And, absolutely. Yeah. And my dad had a car like this, and my brother. So it's kind of neat. So
isn't
they get to go back.
That's kind of a fun part of it, isn't it? When you're talking to people, say, oh, my God, I haven't seen that, like, one of these since I was a kid because my dad or my grandpa had one or something.
Yes. Or they had to sell a car because they were having a family and they like to get back into the cars again. And it's a conversation piece. There's no doubt about it.
So again, it's happening when and where for folks to come on down.
Okay, it's going to be Saturday morning. We're going to be starting to line up the cars at 9 a.m., and it's free admission, and lots of happening down there that day. We got the fishing tournament, the kids' games. There's going to be a cornhole tournament, food tents, beer and wine tent, and a luge track, and we got bands from 11:45 on up, and got some good bands this year, and especially that Bob Seger tribute band. I'm really looking forward to hearing those guys.
And this is all part of Harbor Fest 2018 down at Matson Lower Harbor Park. If people want to get registered, they just show up at 9?
Yes, they can start showing up 9, 10 o'clock. That's when they usually start showing up, mostly around 10 o'clock.
And all the
there's no trophies. It's just a show and shine, so just talk to people, and you don't have to worry about if your car is going to get a trophy or not, and it's just nice to just relax and talk to people.
And talk cars. That's the comments of Jack LaHillier, organizer of the Marquette West Rotary Car Show, part of Harbor Fest. It happens this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Matson Lower Harbor Park in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.